Chapter 22. Does Rachel still wish it? Apostrophe apostrophe, of course she don't like it, but must be done. Avert suspicion, afraid of her brother, says there's no help for it, only a few days more, when old folks blinded crown your happiness. Apostrophe, any message? Apostrophe apostrophe, love best love kindest regards unalterable affection. Can I say anything for you? Apostrophe apostrophe, my dear fellow, apostrophe replied the unsuspicious Mr. Tubman, fervently grasping his friend's hand, carry my best love, say how hard I find it to dissemble, say anything that's kind. But add how sensible I am of the necessity of the suggestion she made to me, through you, this morning. Say I applaud her wisdom and admire her discretion. Apostrophe I will. Anything more? Apostrophe, nothing, only add how ardently I long for the time, when I may call her mine, and all dissimulation may be unnecessary. Apostrophe, certainly, certainly. Anything more? Apostrophe, oh, my friend. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said poor Mr. Tubman, again grasping the hand of his companion, receive my warmest thanks for your disinterested kindness. And forgive me, if I have ever, even in thought, done you the injustice of supposing that you could stand in my way. My dear friend, can I ever repay you? Apostrophe, don't talk of it, apostrophe replied Mr. Jingle. He stopped short, as if suddenly recollecting something, and said, by the by, can't spare £10, can you? Very particular purpose pay you in 3 days. Apostrophe, I dare say I can, apostrophe replied Mr. Tubman, in the fullness of his heart. 3 days, you say? Apostrophe, only 3 days all over, then no more difficulties. Apostrophe, Mr. Tubman counted the money into his companion's hand, and he dropped it piece by piece into his pocket, as they walked towards the house. Be careful, apostrophe said Mr. Jingle, not a look. Apostrophe, not a wink, apostrophe said Mr. Tubman. Not a syllable. Apostrophe, not a whisper. Apostrophe, all your attentions to the niece, rather rude than otherwise, to the aunt, only way of deceiving the old ones. Apostrophe, I'll take care, apostrophe said Mr. Tubman aloud. And I'll take care, apostrophe said Mr. Jingle internally, and they entered the house. The scene of that afternoon was repeated that evening, and on the 3 afternoons and evenings next ensuing. On the 4th, the host was in high spirits, for he had satisfied himself that there was no ground for the charge against Mr. Tubman. So was Mr. Tubman, for Mr. Jingle had told him that his affair would soon be brought to a crisis. So was Mr. Pickwick, for he was seldom otherwise. So was not Mr. Snodgrass, for he had grown jealous of Mr. Tubman. So was the old lady, for she had been winning at whist. So were Mr. Jingle and Miss Wardle, for reasons of sufficient importance in this eventful history, to be narrated in another chapter. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.